Roland Smith here with Carl Sabatino on the Envision Radio Networks.
Yes.
Carl, we have another interesting guest today. And it's a topic that you and I have chatted privately about a number of different times, and that's the risks of identity theft. There's a new survey out, and I believe it's just out, reveals that consumers are at risk for tax-related identity theft. The survey was commissioned by the Experian Protect My ID, and its consumer education manager, Becky Frost, is online and our guest. Becky, thank you so much for joining us on Smith Sabatino.
Hello. Happy to be here.
We're delighted. Tell me, what was most surprised you about the results of your survey?
You know, what surprised me was the continuing upward trend of tax filers who told us that they are going to be filing online. So back in 2011, when we first started this survey series, it was about 72-73%. And this year, we're all the way up to 81% of filers told us that they're going to be filing online. And the majority of them are filing by themselves, either using tax preparing software or talking with friends and family.
Now, are they safe to do that? I mean, is it safe these days to file electronically?
You know, filing electronically certainly gives us a lot of benefits, and it can be safe if we take some steps to protect our identity.
What do we do?
Okay, so one of the first things you want to do is make sure that if you are online filing and you're using a tax preparing software program, make sure that it's a legitimate program. You know, there are lots of sites that have free online downloads of programs, and you want to make sure it's from a reputable company. Identity thieves know that it's tax time as well, and they're going to be putting out fake websites designed to capture all of your information. So the first thing is make sure that the software you're using is really what you think it is and from a reputable company. And secondly, make sure that you've got antivirus and anti-malware updated on your computers, you know, making sure that you are best protected to fight all of the viruses and malware that is on the internet these days. And finally, making sure that you're filing over a secure connection, whether that is through a private Wi-Fi connection or through an actual inline connection. You want to make sure that you're not using public Wi-Fi, such as going to the library or going to the coffee shop and using either a public computer on public Wi-Fi or using your own device on public Wi-Fi to file your computer. So that really opens you up to a lot of risks that you just don't even want to take.
Well, Becky, Carl Sabatino here.
Yes.
This is a topic, and Roland knows, on this program and on the airwaves here, I have been touting the opportunities to understand your taxes and how to file properly and what you should and shouldn't do. I've been doing this for many, many years now. And now that we're getting into the electronic age and everyone seems to think that they are tax people who can file their own taxes, correctly or not, I realize this is going to be a trend. But is there anywhere out there education as to educate the tax filer as to the opportunities they should be taking to benefit them to get the most money they can back? Is there an education process underway in general?
As far as getting the most money back, I'm sure I'm not a tax preparer myself, but I would imagine that individual tax preparers' websites that have resource centers or educational articles, or even larger tax preparing companies would have resource centers on their websites that can educate people. And then bringing it back to protecting people, certainly on our Experian news blog, we've posted a lot of information about how to protect your identity when you're filing your taxes. And there's always the IRS as well. They have a really deep and rich site about protecting your identity from fraud when you're filing your taxes.
What is your website that people can log on to for information?
People can find us at Experian.com or ProtectMyID.com. Either one will get them to information on how to protect their identities during tax season.
And Experian is spelled E-X-P-E-R-I-A-N, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So it's Experian.com?
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
The Experian is one of the three major services, Roland, that monitor our credit history.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that of concern to me, and as you can see, Becky, and hear that I'm a big proponent of doing it right when it comes to taxes, getting what you deserve, like taking the child credit and simple things like that that most people aren't even aware that they can take. But when it gets back to the use of electronic means. And now I understand that we're moving to the point where people can do this handheld from their device through an app. Is that correct?
There are some tax apps out there that enable you to file from the app to submit your W-2 forms and other forms. And one thing that does is it opens us up to risks. If your phone is lost, it's not password protected, and you still have all of those photos on the phone,
sure,
that's a treasure trove for an identity thief. So one, no matter what time of year it is, you want to password protect that mobile phone. And two, delete the pictures after. If you're using an app and you know that it's a safe app, you've done that due diligence. If you're using the app, when you're done with it, delete the pictures off of your phone.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm standing, shaking my head just a little bit, Becky.
You mean, you're saying to delete all the pictures on your phone?
To delete, if you take pictures of your W-2
okay, now I understand.
Through
all
an
right.
app. Yeah. And again, that app is a personal decision, and that might be why you're shaking your head. Many people aren't comfortable with filing their taxes through an app.
Yes.
And they certainly shouldn't be. Just automatically trusting. If you are using an app, you need to research the app, make sure that it is reputable, and if there's even a shadow or a question that it's not reputable, do not use it.
This is called Welcome to the 21st Century.
It really is. You know, protecting our digital lives, just like we would protect our real physical lives.
Do we need to do a double password or a double protection in any way?
Certainly, if you have. For example, we were just talking about online apps.
Right.
If you can password protect that app and password protect your device, that's another layer of security that an identity thief would have to get through if they picked up your phone.
Well, from what I understand, and I'm not a technical expert, but you know these guys are so darn smart, and they've got algorithms that can help them discover all of the passwords that you could even think of.
You know, that is true, but we still need to be vigilant in protecting our identities, and not all thieves are using algorithms. Some thieves are purely counting on luck when they pick up a phone. Identity theft is a crime of opportunity. There might be someone who's run into hard times and finds an easy way to get some money. So not all identity thieves are using these sophisticated algorithms. So we do need to take every step we can to protect ourselves. And also don't use 1234 as a password. It's always a generally good idea.
Well, Becky, thank you very much for joining us on Smith Sabatino. This is really truly an interesting conversation, and you know, I took some notes personally so I can start to protect myself from my electronic filing.
Thank you, Becky, for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Well, Roland, I continue to shake my head. In some respects, it is welcome to the 21st century here, and I'm really my concern with all these people who believe that they are tax experts, okay, and they're not. I know they're not. You know, I've done a number of these on our show. These are the things you're supposed to be paying attention to before you go to your tax person to have him or her help you with your taxes.
You're doing my taxes this year.
I'm in the wrong career, I think, sometimes, because it drives me to distraction when I know they have all of these tools now available to them and they think that's going to make it better. And unfortunately, it doesn't. It makes it easy to file. But are they filing correctly?
Well,
that's the key.
Aren't some sections, those business sections of the tax code require electronic filing, and you can no longer do a paper filing?
That is correct. But you can have your accountant do that. That's what they're there for. But the point is, you're absolutely correct. Now, in a lot of cases, you no longer can paper file. Can't do it for small business. You must be electronically done. Believe it or not.
But you've been telling me I have to keep all these receipts.
Yes, you do. Because when that audit time comes,
right.
Trust me, that is not done on the internet. It's done in person with you, your tax person, in an office with a very stern-looking individual on the other side of the desk.
I think all of us, at least in our industry that I know of, have been audited at least once or twice.
Oh, yes. Not fun. And I'm not going to. I don't plan on being there again.
No, I don't blame you. I always found, frankly, I found the IRS to be gentlemanly.
No, they were.
In the ones that I dealt with. I didn't deal with any of the ladies, but the gentlemen.
As my uncle used to say, we smiled very nicely and our hand went in your pocket, you know.
Yeah, right.
And with the IRS, it usually goes into your pocket. Well, that's another topic. I'm not going to launch into a rant, and we're going to move on.
We are.
I'm about ready to go, though. You can see I'm leaning here.
Yeah, I can see that.
Carl Sabatino leaning with Roland Smith and having, look at what Kevin is doing in the control room.
Yes, but he wants you to look at the clock, so you're out at a specific time.
As we say in our business, getting out on post. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith, America Weekend, Envision Radio Network. Stay with us.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
According to a Gallup survey, 70% of workers do not like their jobs. How can you find work you love?
The Brazen Careerist lays out three questions to ask yourself. First, what have you done in every job, regardless of the titles on your resume? Look for a job that fits what you've naturally done in your career.
Second, are you proud of your accomplishments because they represent your creativity, spontaneity, or determination? Look for a job that allows you to honor your core values.
Third, how do you like to work? Alone or in a group? Indoors or outdoors? Look for a job with an environment that fits your style.
Find more joy in your work by understanding what you really want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was an all-star as a player and a champion as a coach. At the height of his playing career, he was on the wrong end of the punch that shattered his face. He went on to coach the Houston Rockets to back-to-back titles in the mid-1990s.
The Houston Rockets are NBA champions.
So where is Rudy Tomjanovich now? Rudy left the Rockets in 2003 and coached the Lakers for part of the 2004-2005 season until he was diagnosed with bladder cancer. He then became a scout for the Lakers. Plus, he was the focus of a book called The Punch, written about that infamous punching incident.
1977 Lakers forward Kermit Washington punches Rocket Rudy T. Facial reconstruction needed.
That's one moment Rudy T. wishes never happened. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.